This is program number LW2772. Hi, this is Larry West. I get a chance quite often to get out from behind this microphone and travel to different places around the country and visit with you who listen to these little minutes I spend with you. And I've discovered that there's something that I'm excited about. What I've learned is that there are lots of people who are saying, hey, why can't people go back just to the Bible and do what God wants us to do? Now, I don't know about you, but I find that exciting. You know, the Bible is being studied today by more and more people. What it says not only gives a person peace, you know, down deep inside himself, but people are finding out that the Bible is not just a book of poems, a book of pretty stories. It's a book of facts, not myths. They're saying that it does have single truth. And what I'm hearing is, let's put away our traditions, our own opinions, and let's see what the Bible has to say about what we should do. You know, Christianity is being talked about more and more these days. Maybe you've found that true in your own workaday world, but I've got something for you to think about today. Christianity is not all these churches that we see around the country. Now, I'm talking about the kind of Christianity we read about in the Bible. The kind talked about there was never designed to be divided up, you know, where one church stands against another. The Bible emphasizes oneness, unity. The Bible says that God's kind of church is not to be a system of denominations. It's to be a church united, a group of people solidly together, having the same mind. It was Jesus Christ himself who prayed something one day I think you'll find interesting. He was talking to his heavenly Father when he said, first of all, referring to his apostles, I do not pray for these only, but, he said, also for those who believe in me through their words, that they all may be one. Now, that doesn't sound to me like God wants us people all divided up and standing at odds against one another, does it to you? You might be interested in something that happened in the late 1700s in America. There were some men of different denominations, mainline denominations, who grew tired of those in their churches making laws where God made no law. So trying to go back just to the Bible, they began to ask themselves, why can't we go back beyond denominationalism to the first century church? They asked, why can't we be a member of the same church? In fact, the same church that even Peter was a member of, that Paul was a member of, that James and Barnabas and Stephen and all those others were members of. So these men pleaded with all others to throw off denominationalism and follow only the Bible. And they thought that nothing should be required of anybody, you know, as acts of faith, except that which is taught just in the Bible. And they emphasized that going back to the Bible never means that we should establish another denomination. It means rather that we should return simply to the original church plans of the Bible. Well, it sounded good to a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people. The idea spread like wildfire. Literally, thousands of men and women came to listen to these fellows, and they liked the idea and joined in the movement. And during the last 150 years or more, the movement has grown until today there are over 15,000 congregations of people, at least those I know of, who are dedicated to restoring the church that we read about just in the Bible. I know of whole churches today that have dissolved their denominational ties. They have erased their denominational names, their denominational forms of church governments, their denominational traditions as to how one becomes a member of their church. And having put all that away, they have gone today only to the Bible and have set their course to restoring in their churches what they read there. You know, God does have a blueprint of the kind of church he wants. I mean, he's listed there what he wants us people to call his church. He's told us in the Bible what kind of church government he wants. He's instructed us in the Bible as to how individuals are to get into it. And I know of people who, as a result, insist that nothing should be bound upon anybody as what he should believe except what is specified in the book, chapter, and verse of the Bible. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. I belong to a group of people who are interested in just those things. We're trying desperately to restore only the church that we read about in the Bible. We've made some wrong decisions along the way, sure, but maybe you're interested in the course, direction that we're taking, and you'd like to check it out yourself. If you are, I want you to know that we care. I've written a pamphlet that discusses it more in detail. It's called, What is the Church of Christ? Write me for it in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.